Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. From the management, we have Mr. Pradeep Khanna, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Abhay Raj Singh, Senior VP and Company Secretary, and Mr. Rakesh Mahajan, Advisor Finance and Strategic. We also have the Investor Relations team from Adfactors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Darshan Mankad from Adfactors PR for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the fourth quarter and financial year 24 earnings call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. Before we begin the earnings call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's call might be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risk and uncertainties, including those related to the future financial and operating performance of the company. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of the conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected the soonest. I hope you all have gone through the earnings presentation, which are available on the stock exchange and the website. I now hand over the call to Mr. Abhay Raj Singh for his opening comments. Over to you, Abhay sir.
Thank you, Darshanji. And good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank you all for joining us for Q4 and FY24 earnings call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals. Hope you all have gone through the results and the investors' presentations available on our website as well as the exchanges. Before we dive into the financial performance for Q4 and FY24 and open up the floor for the Q&A session, we would like to briefly touch upon the economic and industry outlook. The global economy is poised for a positive trajectory with major election uncertainties resolved and the likelihood of central banks in the West implementing rate cuts in the later part of 2024. As per the latest IMF projections, the world economy is anticipated to sustain a growth rate of 3.2% throughout 2024 and 2025, with advanced economies experiencing a gradual acceleration from 1.6% in 2023 to 1.8% in 2025. Also, global inflation is forecasted to exhibit a steady decline, dipping from 6.8% in 2023 to 4.5% in 2025, with advanced economies expected to realign with their inflation targets more swiftly compared to emerging market and developing economies. These dynamics collectively underscore a promising outlook for global economic resurgence, though India is set to remain the fastest growing among major economies in 2024, with growth projections of 6.8% and 6.5% for 2024 and 2024-5 respectively. The nation is poised to benefit from enhanced capital flows, stimulating private investment and a resurgence in exports. Moreover, an anticipated increase in the number of middle to high income households with augmented disposable income is anticipated to propel overall private consumer expenditure growth ahead. In regard to medicine, global spending on medicine using list prices grew by 35% over the past few years and is forecast to increase by 38% through 2028, while global use of medicine grew by 14% over the past few years and a further 12% increase is expected through 2028, bringing annual use to 3.8 trillion defined daily dose as per IQVIA. In the fourth quarter of fiscal, in the fourth quarter of the fiscal year 2024, the Indian pharmaceutical sector experienced traction, particularly in the U.S. and the most international markets. Growth in the U.S. market was fueled by stable pricing, lower competition, and introduction of specialty and niche products despite the traditionally subdued performance in the domestic market during Q4. Growth was primarily driven by chronic therapy WPI price hike and launch of new products. However, Q4 24 witnessed pricing pressure due to excess market capacity and elevated freight costs stemming from the Red Sea crisis, despite demand being intact. We continue to expect tailwinds growing into Indian API players over the longer horizon through improvement in realization. In regard to specialty chemical, the persistent slowdown in demand seen in Q4 24 and now it is seen to be a bit more prolonged. In Q4 24, the segment showed subdued performance amidst inventory overhang and poor spreads. It is expected that this segment could witness a sequential and gradual recovery by end of this year, but long-term structure growth narrative remains intact for the sector. With this update, I now hand over the call to my colleague, Mr. Pradeep Khanna, who will bring you about our financial performance for the fourth quarter and full year 2024.
Thank you, Abhay. Good evening, everyone. And thank you for joining us today to discuss our performance for the fourth quarter and year ended 1st March 2024. I will take you through standalone financial highlights for the fourth quarter, followed by the full year 2024. The total income of the company in the fourth quarter of financial year 24 stood at rupees 511 crore as against rupees 596 crore in the corresponding quarter of the financial year 23 and rupees 529 crore in the previous quarter ended December 23. The EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 58 crore as against rupees 104 crore in the corresponding quarter of financial year 23 and rupees 53 crore in the previous quarter ended December 23. EBITDA margin for the quarter declined by 620 basis points to 11.3% as against 17.5% in the corresponding quarter of financial year 23. However, slightly improved by 130 basis point as compared to previous quarter ended December 23. Net profit in fourth quarter of financial year 24 was rupees 28 crore as against rupees 65 crore in the corresponding quarter and rupees 23 crore in the previous quarter ended December 23. With easing of input costs on year-to-year basis, EBIT margin for the pharmaceutical segment was at 13.22% in quarter 4 financial year 24, while EBIT margin for the specialty chemical segment was 0.48% in quarter 4 of financial year 24. For the full year financial year 24, total income stood at rupees 2,163 crore as against rupees 2,243 crore in financial year 23. EBITDA for the financial year 24 stands at rupees 262 crore as against rupees 252 crore in financial year 23. EBITDA margin improved marginally by 90 basis points to 12.1% as against 11.2% in financial year 23, and the net profit for the financial year 24 stood at rupees 135 crore as against rupees 140 crore in financial year 23. However, the net profit margin improved slightly by 10 basis points. The score for the financial year 24 grew by 7% to 679 crore as compared to rupees 634 crore in financial year 23. The capex for the financial year 24 was rupees 246 crore as against rupees 239 crore in financial year 23. So with this, we open the floor for a question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the first question from the line of Divya Agarwal from Ficom Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, just wanted to know about the ibuprofen prices and the trends in the ibuprofen. So, in terms of demand, supply, and the capacity in the international as well as the domestic market. Thank you.
As regards to ibuprofen prices, it is remained stable as the last quarter and last quarter also. It is remained stable and demand. Demand is also at optimum level, and our capacity for that ibuprofen is running at 85% to 90%. Global, the demand is also optimum.
Thank you. So maybe in terms of, you know, the prices of ibuprofen, can you help me with that?
The prices have remained stable as compared to this quarter, previous quarter, and last quarter also.
The prices ranges between $10 to $11.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Aman Jain from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Aman Jain, you may go ahead with the question. Mr. Aman Jain, can you hear us? Request you to kindly unmute your line.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead with the question.
So I had a couple of questions. So first one was, what is the volume growth that we have seen in the non-ibuprofen segment for the full year?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Jain. In our non-ibuprofen, our volume has been increased in terms of capacity from 10% to 15% for most of the products, including paracetamol and metformin. And clopidogrel also.
Okay. Yes, sir. And sir, second one was, what was the export mix in the year as compared to FY23 in the non-ibuprofen segment only?
Mr. Amanjan, can you hear us?
Yes. Hello? Yes, should I repeat my questions?
Is the management able to hear us?
Yeah. Now we can. There was a now we can.
Mr. Jain, if you could repeat your question once more.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to understand what was the export mix in the non-ibuprofen segment in the year when compared to FY23?
Yeah. As you must know that we have got some approvals in the European market and other regulated markets. Starting from the last 2023, and our export for metformin was substantially increased by around 60% from the last year. Similarly, our para has been increased around 10% from the last year, increased by 10%.
Okay, sir. I'm just also wanted to understand. There has been a major decline on year-on-year basis in the EBIT margin in the specialty and API segment. So can you just throw some light on that, and what was the major reason behind that?
There was very mismatch of input prices with the final prices of chemicals, especially ethyl acetate. The volatility by the Chinese player in raw material of this alcohol and acetic acid was very much during the year, which impacted and mismatching the delta also. But from the last one and a half quarter, the prices are now remain stable, and we hope that this sector will remain positive for the company in upcoming 2-3 quarters.
Hello. Thank you for answering all the questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aman.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Chirag Salot. Please go ahead.
Thank you for opportunity. Sir, ये अपना जो नया gabapentin बनाया ने का चालू किया है, तो वो मतलब रेट कैसे रहेगा आगे इसमें?
Thank you, Mr. Chirag. As regard to gabapentin, we have already informed to the stock changes and other things that management has decided to change that project into the multi-product plant, and for gabapentin we will produce only for the tempin base, not for a dedicated plant. And already we have converted that plant into the multi-product plant.
Okay, thank you for
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Jainam Gilani from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So I can see that on quarter-on-quarter basis and year-on-year basis, our other expenses have increased considerably. So, sir, could you give some color on this, please?
Yeah. There were other expenses include selling and distribution expenses also, and insurance also. Due to the Red Sea crisis, the prices of freight has been increased substantially, along with the insurance cost also for our export purpose, export and import both. That resulted in the increase in administrative expenses and distribution. Ultimately, resulted in all combined other expenses.
Okay. And sir, could you mention the volume and value growth for APIs year-on-year basis, please?
Yeah. Last year, our ibuprofen was around 75% capacity, but this financial year, which has just concluded, we have increased the capacity out by 10% to 85%. For paracetamol, which we were running at 80-81% last year, but this year we have achieved around 95% capacity. And for metformin, the capacity is running at 95%, again for metformin also. And even for fenofibrate, our capacity was earlier around 20-25%. Now it is running at 45-50%.
Okay. But sir, what I wanted to understand was that what was our volume growth during the year overall, and what was the pricing decline for the whole year?
Yeah, the volume growth I just explained to you for product-wise, even product-wise also, but the prices, especially paracetamol prices, were reduced by more than 35% to 40% during the year. Similarly, prices of metformin also reduced by 20-22% during this financial year. Even ethyl acetate prices were also down by around 10%, but all these are correspondent with the reduction in raw material prices also.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rohan from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Rohan, your voice is not very clearly audible. If you could go off the speakerphone and go on the handset mode once.
Sure. Now I'm audible.
Not very clear. Could you speak a little more louder?
Yes. Sure. Yeah. Am I audible right now?
Yes, you are. But is the management able to hear you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So my question is, if we can see that our balance sheet size has increased, and that is due to the investment in PPE and fixed asset. So with the current capacity and capex, what can be the scenario 3 years out with the sales turn, the top line? Where can we see the top line in 3 years, and what could be the margin scenario?
As you know that we are on an average increase near about 200 crore for on capex from the last 2 years, and in this last FY24 we have incurred huge amount on the infrastructure, automation, and even land also. But our growth capex will remain around more than 40-45%, and we hope that this will get resulted into the increase in the top line also, and with automation, infrastructure improvement, environmental system installation, our bottom line will be also increased upcoming 2-3 years substantially.
So can you give me a ballpark figure about what could our, say, a top line look like in FY28 or 29? 4-5 years out there?
It may be from the existing products, it may be around increased by 12-13%, and I'm not sure, but maybe more than 3,000 crore.
Okay, more than 3,000 crore. And what could be the margin?
We are expecting our target is around 14-15% minimum margin for EBITDA margins.
Okay, that's minimum. Okay. Thank you. That's from our side.
Thank you. Yes. We have the next question from the line of Tara Kaur from Funstar Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Ms. Kaur, your audio is a bit low. If you could go off the speakerphone and come closer to the microphone.
Yes. Am I now audible?
It's much better.
Okay. So I have a question related to guidance for FY25. What is your guidance for EBITDA?
Ma'am, as you know, that last year, this FY24, we have able to touch 12% EBITDA margins, which was exceptional year in terms of mismatch of input and output prices. But we are internally expecting again around 14-15%.
Okay.
Considering the current market situation, we expect slight increase in the top and bottom line. And we hope EBITDA should increase, and it should be between 12-15%. In the financial year 25.
Okay. What will be the guidance for sustainable, like, gross margin you can expect for FY25?
Ma'am, it may be around 20-25%.
Okay. And for CapEx, sir?
CapEx on an average of around 150 to 200 crore.
Okay.
All from the internal crores. All from internal
crores. And can you also give guidance for R&D for FY25?
R&D?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, usually our R&D expenses are around 7 to 8% of API segment. And it will be increased to maybe increase by 1 or 2% because we recently hired many skilled persons also. And as of now, it is number of R&D people work out around 125 persons.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That is from
me. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question on the line of Mandira from Investor Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Mandira. Your audio is a little low, though. If you could come go off the speaker phone and come closer to the microphone.
And now?
This is much better. Yes, please go ahead.
So I believe that you were planning to launch sitagliptin, and by when do you plan to launch it?
Ma'am, we have developed the sitagliptin in our R&D. It is already validated and approved by Indian patent also. But as of now, we have not planned for the exact date. It may be, it may not be in this coming current financial year, but just not able to freeze for this financial year, maybe from the next year or sometime more than that. But we are not yet able to freeze it.
And I have a couple of questions. How much is the increase in exports we are expecting from non-ibuprofen products in FY25?
As of now, the export portion product depends on the different products and different other things, and it contributes around 17 to 18% of our existing non-IV segment. We hope with the recent approvals and various client visits to our plant and various approvals which we have got recently, it may be 25 to 30% of non-IBUS segment.
Okay. And what is the revenue and margin guidance for specialty chemical segment for this year?
It will remain the single digit, not can say not in double digit, but it will remain in the single digit.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Manish Maheshwari from Work Family Office. Please go ahead.
Sir, this Barnala unit, hello sir, hi. Barnala unit that we have gotten approval for, what is the kind of revenue that we are envisaging for this particular, I mean, for the 10 units that we have gotten approval for, and when is it that the revenue will start flowing in the income statement in our books?
Approval for which product?
So Barnala, recent approval that came in for Barnala unit from Brazil.
All our plant and all units are located at Barnala itself since very beginning. We are not getting the exact question which you want to clarify. So,
Mr. Manish, we are having 10 manufacturing facilities. All are located at the same locations. But because we are having the multiple plants for different products, so all these put together are the 10, but are situated at the single complex and the campus. So I think you are talking about the Anvisa announcement we provided Anvisa approved all our 10 plants, though all are located in the single location. So existing revenue is coming from the sale. The difference is that the Anvisa, all these products also got approved from the Anvisa, Brazil. So we are now able to sell through and explore the Brazilian market for these non-ibuprofen market products as well.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. So that's already flowing in the business, right?
Current balance sheet, yes, that's correct. But this is approval for the Brazilian. This approval comes from Brazilian market for the non-ibuprofen.
Can you help us with some guidance for FY25? In terms of revenue, profitability, EBITDA, etc. So what is it that we are envisaging in terms of?
No, considering the current market situation, what we can get the guidance for the next financial year with regard to the top line is around something 10 to 12% upside. And EBITA, we are expecting...
10 to 12% revenue,
around 10 to 12%. Growth from this 24 revenue.
Okay.
And EBITDA, we are hopeful that we can perform at a 12 to 15% EBITDA number.
Okay. And how about profit?
This is I am talking about the company as a whole.
Yeah. So you have given revenue and EBITDA. I'm talking of PAT as well.
Yeah.
You have a guidance. Can you also guide for PAT?
As you have, you must study our balance sheet. We have not any debt in the books of our
books. No, sir, PAT. I'm saying PAT, profit after tax.
I'm coming there. And it is after EBITDA only the depreciation and tax, which is tax at the rate of 25%, and depreciation. There is no other obligation and it will be the our PAT, which will remain around 7 to 8%. Last year, it is around 6%.
And sir, what is it that is, what will be the contribution of non-ibuprofen?
So non-ibuprofen is for this financial year, this is around something 20% of the API portfolio.
20% of the API portfolio. Okay.
40% of the API portfolio.
And sir, as far as ibuprofen market is concerned, I mean, as for H1 FY25, things are going to be a little bit subdued and lackluster, right? But by and large, what is it how are we navigating through the current time, and how are we? How confident are we that this ibuprofen market will eventually catch up?
Nish, can you repeat your question? There was some disturbance in the voice.
Sir, what is the outlook? So let me rephrase my question. What is the outlook on the ibuprofen business?
Ibuprofen has a stable demand also with the 3 to 4% global growth rate, and as we are running at 85% capacity utilization earlier, and our revenue will somehow remain 85 to 95% capacity, or maybe 92 or 93% in for IOL, and globally it is growth rate of 3 to 4% per annum.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question on the line of Deep Chitalia from Nine Rays Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, the guidance which you have given of 10 to 12% in FY25, sir, what will be the what will be the contribution from IBU business and what will be the contribution from non-IBU business? That's A. And sir, since the paracetamol capacity is operating at 95% utilization, so sir, will it create any hindrance for volume growth next year?
Your first question, our revenue growth for 10 to 12% contribute as company as a whole, both pharma and chemical also. As we have recent last year, we have added one product in chemical sector, that is acetic anhydride. It will also contribute to some share in our revenue. But as percentage wise, we think around 10 to 12% growth in ibuprofen, around 40 to 45% in this API, non-ibuprofen business. And balance will be chemical also.
Okay, sir. Understood. And second question?
And
shall I repeat?
Can you repeat?
Sir, the paracetamol capacity is operating at 95% utilization, as you said. So, sir, do we have enough capacity for additional volume growth this year, or will it create any hindrance?
No, we are already running at 95% capacity, and we are thinking about expanding of this paracetamol also in this financial year.
Okay, sir. So what will be the capacity increase in paracetamol segment in
It will be in 5 digits.
5 digits. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's helpful. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Tara Kaur from Funstar Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my question is, what is the current export and domestic mix for non-IBU products for this quarter?
Your voice is not clear. Please repeat again.
Ms. Kaur, if you could kindly go off the speakerphone and speak through the microphone.
Am I now audible?
It's still a bit hazy. If you could come closer to the microphone.
Yes. Am I now audible?
Yes, you are now. Please go ahead.
Okay. So what is the current export and domestic mix for non-IBU products for this quarter?
I think, ma'am, we have already discussed. It is around 80% domestic and 20% export in non-IBU segment, which we are expecting to increase in this financial year by maybe more than export, maybe more than 30-40%.
All right. And how much is the effect on margins due to increase in logistic costs from Red Sea crisis?
For export in a regulated market, will give us some edge on the profitability also.
Okay. Sir, as we are halfway through Q1 FY25, is there any improvement which we have observed in API and specialty chemical segment till now, which we would like to highlight?
Chemical is working as a stable business as of this period, and we are getting good queries and number of queries and visits from domestic and export for non-IBU segment also.
Okay, that's it from my. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Amit Mehendale from Rovo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I'm audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Great, thanks. Sir, I was looking at operating cash flow for the year, which is quite healthy. And I had some questions around, you know, how do we plan to use? I mean, if I look at current year, we generated about 250 crores cash flow, you know, prior to working capital. And if I look out 2-3 years out, that will be about 700, 750, 800 crores type of a number or even more. So what is the plan to use that cash? I mean, you know, some color on CapEx and whether, you know, how does that tie up with the 3,000 crore, you know, aspiration that we have, the revenue aspiration?
As regards to the cash balance, you may go through, when while you go through the cash flow, we have incurred some money in the capex, and out of that, some capex was incurred on the land also. And the land for our future expansion at some new location around in the Punjab itself, and we are in the process of acquiring more land in the same location in which is around 30 kilometers from our existing location. After getting the whole land which we have thinking about, there may be increase in the revenue by setting up new plants, and that money will be used for incurring a capex at a new location.
And that's factored when you consider the 3,000 crore aspiration, right? I mean, that capex will be instrumental in achieving that number.
3,000 crore in 2028 is from the existing products only.
New capex and new plans that will essentially be, you know, over and above the 3,000 crore.
Absolutely. So 3,000 what we are looking for from the existing facilities at the current location for the existing products.
Right. That's clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhay for closing comments. Please go ahead.
This is Akesh Mahajan. Thank you very much for joining us today. It was really discussing our fourth quarter and full year FY 2024 performance. The company continues its focus to diversify revenue and geographical base. Going ahead, our former non-IU segment will embark on export to various countries post recent approvals and certifications in key regulated markets, which will further boost our revenue and profitability. Moreover, we are optimistic of recovery in the specialty chemical segment this year also. Thank you once again for attending the call. Look forward to keep interacting with you all in time to come. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.